The civil war in Syria and the Islamic State group's rapid seizure of land in both Syria and Iraq have challenged and confused Western policymakers. One way of understanding what is happening there is to look at Central Europe a half century ago, according to Joshua Landis, speaking via Skype.
Poland was 64% Polish before World War II. By the end of World War II, 100% Polish. Czechoslovakia, 32% minorities, all of them gone. This is true right down Central Europe.
He says there's now a great sorting out taking place in the Middle East as fighters united by a fervent transnational Islamic identity expel Christians, Jews, and other minorities and seize territory from traditional rulers.
And all across the Middle East, you had secular nationalist leaders. They're being wiped away, and we're getting a new world of religious nationalism.
Landis says the U.S. is obligated to help Iraq fight IS because the uprising is a result of the U.S. intervention in that nation. But the end goal is far from clear. His advice to policymakers is to intervene less, not more.
I guess it's a plea for modesty and a bit of a sense that America really cannot control this region. Instead of arming different groups, try to keep the various factions from being armed. You know, convince the Iranians and the Saudis not to send in arms. And we shouldn't be doing it ourselves and facilitating it. Because the more arms you throw in, the bloodier these civil wars become.
Landis says college students around the United States are signing up for classes on Middle East culture, history, and politics, partly because of their interest in understanding the strife they see in the news every day. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.